Torrijos also objected to the School of the Americas and to the U.S. Southern Command's Tropical Warfare Training Center, both located in the Canal Zone. For years, the United States Armed Forces had invited Latin American dictators and presidents to send their sons and military leaders to these facilities, the largest and best equipped outside North America. There, they learned interrogation and covert operational skills, as well as military tactics that they would use to fight communism and to protect their own assets and those of the oil companies and other private corporations. They also had opportunities to bond with the United States' top brass. These facilities were hated by Latin Americans, except for the few wealthy ones who benefited from them. They were known to provide schooling for right-wing death squads and the torturers who had turned so many nations into totalitarian regimes. Torrijos made it clear that he did not want training centers located in Panama, and that he considered the Canal Zone to be included within his borders. Seeing the handsome general on the billboard and reading the caption beneath his face, "Omar's ideal is freedom. The missile is not invented that can kill an ideal," I felt a shiver run down my spine. I had a premonition that the story of Panama in the 20th century was far from over, and that Torrijos was in for a difficult and perhaps even tragic time. The tropical storm battered against the windshield. The traffic light turned green, and the driver honked his horn at the car ahead of us. I thought about my own position. I had been sent to Panama to close the deal on what would become Maine's first truly comprehensive master development plan. This plan would create a justification for World Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, and USAID investment of billions of dollars in the energy, transportation, and agricultural sectors of this tiny and very crucial country. It was, of course, a subterfuge, a means of making Panama forever indebted and thereby returning it to its puppet status. As the taxi started to move through the night, a paroxysm of guilt flashed through me, but I suppressed it. What did I care? I had taken the plunge in Java, sold my soul, and now I could create my opportunity of a lifetime. I could become rich, famous, and powerful in one blow.